ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नाष्टपयेष्वतेषु नित्यं भगवत्सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकीम्। एते चमसा कलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियाद्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकेतनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणाम दुख समनस्तम नमामि हरिं परम। निगम कल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमगतं हृदय संवितं विविधा भगतं रासमालयं मुहुरोरासिकभुवि भावुकः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 8th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 46. Sri Raja Vacha Nanda Kim Akkarot Brahman Shreya Eva Mahodayam Yashoda Cha Mahabhaga Papau Yasya Stanam Harihi Sri Raja Vacha Nanda Kim Makkarot Brahman Shreya Evam Mahodayam Yashoda Cha Mahabhagam Papau Yasya Stanam Harihi Sri Raja Vacha Maharaj Parikshit inquired further from Sukadeva Goswami. Nanda, Maharaj Nanda, Kim, what? Akarod, performed, Brahman, O learned Brahmana, Shreya, auspicious activities, like performing penances and austerities, Evam, as exhibited by him, Maudayam, from which they achieved the greatest perfection. Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, Cha, also, Mahabhaga, most fortunate, Papau, drank, Yasya, of whom, Stanam, the breast milk, Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Having heard of the great fortune of Mother Yashoda, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, O learned Brahmana, Mother Yashoda's breast milk was sucked by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past auspicious activities did she and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection in ecstatic love? Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritina arjuna. Without sukriti or pious activities, no one can come to the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is approached by four kinds of pious man: ato, jigyasur, artati, jnanicha. But here we see that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda surpassed all of them. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj naturally inquired, what kind of pious activities did they perform in their past lives by which they achieved such a state of perfection? Of course, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are accepted as the father and mother of Krishna. Yet Mother Yashoda was more fortunate than Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's father, because Nanda Maharaj was sometimes separated from Krishna. Whereas Yashoda, Krishna's mother, was not separated from Krishna at any moment. From Krishna's babyhood to his childhood, from his childhood to his youth, Mother Yashoda was always in association with Krishna. Even when Krishna was grown up, he would go to Vrindavan and sit on the lap of Mother Yashoda. Therefore, there is no comparison to the fortune of Mother Yashoda. And Parikshit Maharaj naturally inquired, Yashoda cha mahabhaga omagyanati mirandasya gyanandana salakaya chakshodan miritam yanam dasmai sri gurave namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padagamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vithamdham Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakandvidamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshare Vrijabano Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Manchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivadhari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalam Nastyeva 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 Gattiranyata Sri Raja Vacha Nandakim Makkarot Brahman Shriya Evam Mahodayam Yashoda Cha Mahabhaga Papo Yasyastanam Hari. Having heard of the great fortune of Mother Yashoda, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Shukadev Goswami, O learned Brahmana, Mother Yashoda's breast milk was sucked by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past auspicious activities did she and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection in ecstatic love? So here Shukadeva Goswami is speaking about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his associates, the Brijavasis, here specifically speaking about Mother Yashoda. So having heard from Shukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring from Shukadeva Goswami, respectfully asking him, Mahodayam, O learned Brahmana, kindly you let me know that Mother Yashoda, what what did she do in order to achieve this position of being able to have Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, always with her, and that he's accepting her as mother and sucking the breast from her, the milk from her breast. So Shukadeva Goswami, the learned pure devotee of the Lord, he will explain about how Maria Yashoda and Nanda Baba achieved that position. So but here Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport that Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they're actually eternally the father and mother of Krishna. So sometimes it is not so easy to understand what these great personalities are saying. Even here, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that Maria Yashoda, she was more fortunate or more exalted than Nanda Maharaj, because she was always able to be with Krishna. She was never separated from Krishna. And that we know that usually the mother, she will take care of the child, of newborn child, breastfeeding him and then putting on his clothes, giving him bath and taking care of all the needs of the small child. Whereas the father is of course supporting the wife and in this way, of course, also taking care of the child if needed. But the mother is always more close to the child, especially right after the birth, till he's able to walk and stand on his own feet. So, but here Prabhupada is explaining that even later on, even in his youth, Maria Yashoda, she was never separated from Krishna. Whereas Prabhupada is explaining that sometimes Nanda Baba was separated from Krishna. Because even Prabhupada has explained in the Krishna book and in some places also that Maria Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Sisi Gonitar, Sisi Krishnaram, Sisi Radha, Shama Sundar, that are forced parents of Krishna and Balaram, and that the actual parents are actually Vasudeva and Devaki. So the acharyas, according to time, place and circumstances, they will say, or as here write, a little bit different. But the acharyas have explained, even in another place Prabhupada has also confirmed that actually Krishna is the son of Maria Yashoda and Nanda Baba. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained also, and it is indicated in the Bhagavatam also, in the actual verses by Shukadeva Goswami. But then the acharyas have clearly explained that Vasudeva and Devaki, the parents of Vasudev Krishna, the expansion of Yashoda Nandan, Gopinath Krishna, who is Swami Bhagavan Adipurush. So he appeared actually at the same time as the son of Maria Yashoda. So two Krishna appeared at the same time. Yashoda Nandan, Nandananda Krishna, and Vasudev, Devaki Nandan Krishna. So these are very deep subject matters. And maybe also secret for the ordinary persons. So therefore the acharyas are sometimes speaking just according to time, place and circumstances. Because generally, for example in Bharatvarsha in India, the majority of the people, they will still accept and say that the Krishna is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And he appeared in Mathura. And after his birth, after his appearance, he was brought to Gokul. And they do not know that at the same time Krishna, Yashodanandan also appeared there. And Vasudeva Krishna merged into Krishna. And then later on, as Krishna was going to Mathura, that is not Yashodanandan. Yashodanandini became Aprakat. And then Vasudeva Krishna went to Mathura, and then he went to Dwarka, and then he was in Kurukshetra doing a solar eclipse. At that time, the Brijabasis, they also met Krishna. So, but that was still Yashoda, that was Vasudeva Krishna. And even Srimati Radharani and Balaram, so they actually never leaving Braj. They're always in Braj. But then the expanded form, even Balaram, says Mool Balaram is always in Braj. And then the expanded form is Shankarshan Balaram, who is eternally residing in Dwarka Mathura. So they were there in Kurukshetra, and even Srimati Radharani, so when she met Krishna in Dwarka, that is the expanded form of Brijabanu Nandini Srimati Radharani, Samyogini Radha. And when Krishna is disappearing, or is aprakat, Yashoda Nandan and Vasudev Krishna is prakat, then Srimati Radharani is also prakat. And then Vyogini Radha becomes manifested for the purpose of continuing the pastime in this world. And she's crying in separation. And then they meet. That is Samyogini Radha. And that is Vasudev Krishna. So the acharyas have explained, and it may not be easy to understand. Actually, the only persons, they will never be able to understand this. Even for the beginner devotees, it may also be difficult to understand. But we simply have to hear what the acharyas have told. And then we should engage in devotional service, and then it may be revealed to us this transcendental subject matter, these wonderful pastimes. So here also Prabhupada, so just giving some comparison between Nanda Baba and Maria Yashoda. And of course they're all pure devotees, they have pure love from Krishna. And ultimately they're never separated from Krishna, not even 1 second. Not only Mother Yashoda, but also Nanda Baba. Even when he's not with Krishna, so to say, because he has to take care of the cows, and he's meeting with the other elders in the village and discussing different things. But he's thinking about Krishna. He's speaking about Krishna. And they are pure devotees. Whenever they are speaking about Krishna, then Krishna becomes present. So they're never separated. But the different moods are there, and so, of course, so there is a, from one point of view, you may say there is some separation from the external point of view. So Nanda Baba is not with Krishna, but internally is with Krishna. So there is, in separation there is meeting. So Nanda Baba, externally speaking, is taking care of the cows and he's not with Krishna, so externally seems to be like separation. But then he's thinking about Krishna, hope Krishna is well, and then he's talking to his friends about Krishna, and then Krishna is with him. Similarly, sometimes, even in meeting, there's separation. Sometimes, Srimati Radharani and Krishna, they are together, and then, because these many times Krishna is externally separated from Nanda Baba and Yamari Yashoda, from the gopis, so therefore they are also apprehensive sometimes, oh, Krishna may leave any moment. And so one time it happened also, Prem Sarovar, so Radharani was on the lap of Krishna. And so then there was one bumblebee going around and attracted to the beautiful face of Srimati Radharani. She's known as also Suryamukhi or Chandramukhi, like the beautiful full moon, or like a beautiful sunflower. So the bees, they will go to the different flowers, and they will take the pollen and then they make honey. So she was trying to whisk the bumblebee away, but then still the bumblebee always came back. And then Krishna told his friend Madhu Mangal, who was there also nearby, "You just please chase away this bumblebee." So he was doing that, and he was successful, and he came back after a few minutes. And then he was saying, "Okay, I drove away this Madhusudan, this bumblebee, another name for bumblebee, and that is also Krishna's name, Madhusudan. And the one who is taking the nectar, Madhu." And hearing that, although she was on the lap of Krishna, she was feeling immediately the pangs of separation, and she was calling out, "Oh Madhusudan, Madhusudan, where are you?" So these are the transcendental emotions of the eternal associates of Krishna, which can be actually only properly understood by the advanced devotees. Srila Prabhupada has explained in the Nectar of Devotion, what is by Rupa Goswami. So the step-by-step process is explained how to advance in spiritual life from Shraddha to Prem. First we must have faith, and then in the association of the sadhu sangha, then the faith becomes more mature, and then we can properly engage in devotional service, bhajana kriya. And then the unwanted things in the heart, they will go away. Asat Krishna, anarthas, asat Krishna, being attracted to material things, thirst for material things, which is impermanent, asat. And then, even though one knows, one should not engage in sense purification, and one may try to follow chaturmas vrat, but then sometimes, due to weakness, one is not able to follow. And again, it's too much prasad, too many rasgulas. So hridai dorbalya, weakness of heart is there. One is trying, but one is not able to remain fixed. Because the consciousness is not purified yet. Some determination is there, but it is not fixed. Because of this anattas. And then Swarup Brahma, not knowing the actual nature of Krishna. Like there's a difference, Krishna and Vasudev Krishna, Yashodananda Krishna, they are non-different, but there's a difference also. Krishna and Vishnu, they are non-different, but they're different also. So we should know this properly. And one who knows that properly, he can become liberated, as Krishna says also to Arjuna. Janma karma chame divyam evam yaveti tatvataha tyaktva deham puna janma naiti mameti swajuna. One who knows the janman karma of Krishna, the appearance of Krishna and the activities of Krishna, which are divya, which are transcendental. Evam yaveti tatvataha. Veti tatvataha. Veti means to know tatvata. Veti means to know. Tatvata means in truth, properly, completely. So they will not have to take birth again. So there's a difference between Yashodanandan and Vasudev Krishna, the son of Vasudev Krishna. There's a difference. They're simultaneously, they're non-different, and they're different also. And even in the highest planet, Krishna Loka, that is divided in four. Dwarkapuri, Dwarkadish is there, Krishna. Mostly in two-armed form with his associates are there, Rukmini and the other queens. Sometimes he's showing his forearms. And then he's there at the same time in Mathura also. And then he's at the same time, he's also there in Braj. And then also Mahaprabhu is there in Chaitadip Navadvip, just adjacent to Golok, the highest realm. And so he's not different from Krishna, but is there with the mood and lust of Srimati Radharani. So not knowing correctly about the identity of Krishna or the different experiences of Krishna, and even not knowing one's position as being different from this material body and identifying oneself with the body or with the consciousness, with the ego, that is known as Surup Brahma. Being illusion about the actual nature of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and our own transcendental nature, and even not knowing exactly the process of devotional service. It's not that ever whatever you do and then you attain the same goal. Yatamat tatapat, like the Mayavadas are saying, whatever comes in your mind and you just follow this and then you will go to the same goal, to the Brahma Jyoti. But it is not like that. So if you are worshipping Krishna with some awe and reverence, you will not go to Braj, you will go to Dwarka. And similarly, if you're worshipping Vishnu, you cannot go to Braj, not possible. If one wants to go to Golok, the highest planet, then one has to worship Krishna following the eternal associates, the gopis, Mother Yashoda, in Braj, and following their mood. And that Prabhupada is explained in the Bhagavatam, in the Krishna book. So Mother Yashoda, Mahabhaga, very fortunate. And those who want to also become fortunate, so they have to follow Mother Yashoda, her mood, how she was, and what was her mood towards Krishna, and how she was serving Krishna. But now also Prabhupada has explained in the Acharyas that still we should be careful, and we cannot become Mother Yashoda. That is not possible. Some are thinking, and they want to become Mother Yashoda, and even then, some sahaja, and then they will say, I'm Mother Yashoda, or something like this, but it is highly improper. So Mother Yashoda, that is explained, she's Nitya Siddha, she's eternally liberated. So she's always the mother, she's always there in Golok with Krishna. And when Krishna comes here in this world, it doesn't mean he's not in Golok, he's still in Golok. And Mother Yashoda, she's also there. But then she, at the same time, she comes here also with Krishna. And then in each universe, Krishna will be there, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba there also. And then later on it is be explained about Drona and Dara, that in previous life they were doing austerity and they were fortunate to become Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda. So that is just the also, just for the common person, to encourage the common person that By engaging devotional service and serving the Lord, then one may attain the position just like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. So, but we should understand that the form of Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda, that is eternal. They are eternally there. And then Drona and Dara, they actually expanded form of Nanda Baba and Mother Yashoda. So the expanded form of the Lord then becomes the son of Drona and Dara also. So that the Aksharyas have explained. And similarly in Vasudeva and Devaki, it is also mentioned about in their previous lives there were Sutapa and Krishnigarbha. But again there also these are expanded forms ultimately of the eternal associates. So the Acharyas have explained. So both Nanda Baba, therefore both of them are mentioned also, that they are very fortunate. And so all the verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam are very important. Every verse, every word is completely transcendental. But some verses are more important, especially for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and those who are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, and of course the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, because for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the goal is to enter into Braj, into the pastimes of Krishna with his eternal associates. So, for example, this verse, and there's actually mentioned by the previous Acharyas, and they are calling these verses as Rasayan verses. Just like in medicine, you have some disease, and the doctor will, let's say somebody has diarrhea, he cannot eat anything. So the doctor will give some diet, some medicine to stop the diarrhea, but then, and actually, having the diarrhea for many days, then there's so much weakness there. Nothing is there in the body. One becomes thin. So first the diarrhea has to stop, has to be stopped. And then after that, when one can eat again, but then so many of the essential things in the body, they have gone out too. So again, one has to replenish the body. And so for that purpose, a rasayan tonic is given to invigorate the body again, to get some strength again. So the acharyas have explained, of course, the process of sadhana bhakti is there, following rules and regulations, vidhi bhakti. But then afterwards, in order to come to the high level of devotional service, in order to ultimately then enter the pastimes of Krishna in Braj, which is the goal, then we have to follow the footsteps of the eternal associates of the Lord, the ragatmik jan. We have deep love for Krishna. Ragatmik jan. So that is known as Raghunaga Bhakti. So for that purpose, different verses are given, which will help us to imbibe the mood of these eternal associates of the Lord, so that we may be able to perform this process, the second stage of sarana bhakti, so we may be able to come to the stage of bhav bhakti. On that stage we may attain perfection of realizing Krishna sarup and our sarup, and then after giving up the body we can enter the pastimes of the Lord. So this verse, and that is one of the verses which are known as the rasayan verse, which is helpful for the devotees want to attain the position, specifically in this case, of Mother Yashoda. And in the Damodar Lila, a pastime proper in the purport in the Krishna book has explained that those who want to attain the position just like Mother Yashoda, not to become Mother Yashoda, but to just like to become like Mother Yashoda in Vatsalya Bhav, they have to carefully, they have to study the description of how Mother Yashoda is executing or is serving Krishna, in which mood she is serving Krishna. So similarly here, in the verse, it is hinted that in order to come to this position, one must actually perform auspicious activities, shreya. Auspicious activities have to be performed in order to become to that platform of pure devotional service. But auspicious activities means that under the guidance of the spiritual master, and then engaging in devotional service, which is in the beginning stage, it is like a practice. When one is performing devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, Vaidhi Bhakti, so that is the beginning of all auspiciousness, Shreya Uttamam. If one is engaging in devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master in regards to the Supreme Lord, Mahaprabhu or Krishna, and by doing that, then ultimately one becomes qualified to come to the higher stage of devotional service, and then actually have the relationship with Krishna and transcendental loving exchange. So at the beginning it is like an apprenticeship. If one is, even nowadays to any company, if one is going there, then first one has to get some training. And after being trained up properly, then one will be, and if one is doing everything nicely, then one will be accepted as a full-time employee at work, and then one gets full salary. Similarly in devotional service, in the beginning it is a practice. It is like apprenticeship, like in deity worship also. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one can engage in the service of the Lord. So, always in the mood that we are assisting the spiritual master who is there serving the deities. And we are assisting Prabhupada in serving Govinitaya, Krishna Balaram and Radha Shama Sundar. And then by his mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, then ultimately we will become eligible to properly serve the Supreme, the Acharya-vigraha, and then ultimately the Supreme Lord. So even Prabhupada has mentioned, if one is worshipping the deities in the temple perfectly, then he attains Archan Siddhi, perfection in deity worship, and which is like a Sarup Siddhi, realizing one's Sarup, which is a perfection of life. And then after that one can enter the pastimes of the Lord. So Maria Yashoda, so we should clearly understand, so that she is an eternal associate of the Lord. And for the devotees who are practicing, so they have to understand that by engaging devotional service nicely, they may also come to that position, just like Maria Yashoda. And so again here indicated by Prabhupada, so there's a difference between Maria Yashoda and Nanda Baba, although they are both pure devotees, but she's considered more fortunate than Nanda Baba. And so that also the Acharyas have explained that, and we know, so they all have pure love for Krishna. And from one point of view, we should not differentiate, oh, she's better than Nanda Baba, or she's better than the coward boys. They're all perfect and complete, and pure, and they are completely satisfied in their loving exchange with Krishna, like the friends of Krishna. So the friendship is there, and there's pure love there, pure loving exchange, and that is perfect and complete. And they do not aspire anything else, and there is no need. So all of the associates of Krishna, they are perfect and complete. At the same time, the Acharyas have explained, there is also a comparative study with his mate, and he has done that very scientifically in the Nectar of Devotion, and the other Acharyas have confirmed that also. At the same time, there is some difference of the intensity of the love. And so therefore he has explained, so the servants of Krishna there, and so they have pure love for Krishna, but then the Sakas, they are more exalted than the servants of Krishna. And more exalted than the Sakas are those in Vatsalya Bhava, Maria Yashoda and others who have parental affection, they are more exalted. And then the most exalted are the gopis according to the scriptures. But it has been explained also, and even, for example, amongst the friends of Krishna, there are four kinds of friends who have a relationship with Krishna. So ordinary friends are there, and then those who are more intimate, and then those who are very close to Krishna. Krishna has four friends who are the same age as Krishna. They are like bosom friends. Sudam, Sridam, Vasudam and Kinkini, they are the best friends of Krishna. They are the same age of Krishna. And even in one place it is mentioned that one of them is just like the ego of Krishna. One is like the intelligence of Krishna. One is like the mind of Krishna. And so in this way it is explained. So they are very close and they know everything about Krishna and his moods. But the one is with the gopis, or when they're not speaking about the gopis amongst the Daja, they're just playing together and having fun, and but then there are some younger gopas, friends of Krishna, and they're maybe 1.5 years younger, and they're also very intimate with Krishna, but a little younger, so there's a difference there also. Like Krishna, which is with best friends, and even in the material world, like boys of 15 years old, they are together. And if another boy who wants to join also, he wants to be with the big boys. He's 13 years old. And he wants to be with the big boys, and then the big boys sometimes are letting the young boys also come. Okay, you can also be with us, but then sometimes, okay, you're the smaller boys, you don't have to be with us, now we are alone. In Golok it is also, of course it is, that is the original relationships are there in the spiritual world and completely pure and most wonderful. So the Sakas are a little younger than Krishna, but they are also very intimate. So one of the Sakas, one group, and they are also eight Ashtasakas, they have very close relationship with Krishna, and they also know about the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, and they are helping, sometimes giving some message to the gopis. Only with these eight Ashtasakas, so Krishna is this more intimate dealing in terms of then helping the relationship with the gopis, in his loving exchange with the gopis. Even sometimes they come to Radha Kund. And there sometimes, not inside the kunjas, ashta kunjas are there around Radha Kund. And so sometimes Subal is there fanning the couple who are inside, but from outside there's a rope, and he's pulling the rope, and inside the fan is there. But they cannot go inside. So there's a differentiation there also between the sakas. So Arjun, Subal, Arjun, Gandharv, and a few others are there. Vasant, can't remember all of them, so they are more intimate. And so there's a differentiation there. Similarly, those in Vatsalya Bhav, there's not all of them have the same. So some are more exalted than others. Of course, most exalted are Maria Shoda and Nanda Bhav. Nobody can equal their love. Although others have Vatsalya Bhav, not as much as Maria Shoda. And amongst Maria Shoda and Nanda Baba, so the love of Maria Shoda is more deep and even more complete than Nanda Baba's, according to the Acharyas. And so therefore Prabhupada also mentions here, so she's more fortunate than Nanda Baba. She's very intimately connected with him. Of course, even there's some separation there for Maria Shoda, because every day Gochar and Leela is there, and Krishna is going out with the cows and with his friends and the cows and calves. But Maria Shoda, she's saying, no, you don't go out today. Because she doesn't want to be separated. But then Nanda Baba is saying, no, he's a gopa, he's a coward boy, he has to go out. So then he's going out also. And then she's feeling separation for some moments. But then she's remembering Krishna and churning the butter. And then she's also glorifying Krishna and chanting. So there's a beautiful stotram by Bilva Mangal Thakur, Damodar stotram. Yashoda Damodar, what is it? Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So 70 verses all ending with this line, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So even Maria Shora, so sometimes she's calling out that Govinda Damodar Madhav, while she's churning the butter to make ghee. And then she's chanting Govinda Damodar, and then he's there in her consciousness. When we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Our the goal is to see Krishna while we are chanting. In the beginning stage, not possible, but we have to practice. And the pure devotees, but when they are chanting, then they're seeing Krishna and Krishna's pastimes also. That is the goal. So we should analyze sometimes ourselves and see where we are. But anyhow, still we have many years to go. And so, but the pure devotee is like Maria Shoda. So he's chanting Govinda Damodar, and then she's seeing Krishna. Although externally he's not there, but she's seeing Krishna while she's churning the butter and remembering him. And then usually she's hearing. Always in the evening, the other boys, they relate what happened today. Oh, this demon came, Krishna killed that demon. Well, this happened, that happened. And then she's hearing, and next day, because she's such exalted personality, very poetic. Then she's making some beautiful song. And then she's glorifying Krishna by singing. And even now the Brijabasis, there are many songs glorifying the wonderful pastimes of Krishna with the gopis and the gopas, and they're singing that. Since Maria Shoda's time, it is going down in Parampara. You can see village girls, village ladies, especially the elder ones, when they come, they do parikrama, Vrindavan or Govardhan. They're constantly glorifying Krishna by singing beautiful Braj songs. So in this way, there's some gradation, even amongst the gopis, the most beloved of Krishna. So there are five kinds of gopis: sakis, nitya sakis, prana sakis, priya sakis, and param preshta sakis. So there's a gradation. They're all sakis and all most fortunate and most glorious and most exalted. But then the eight friends of Srimati Radharani, param preshta sakis, they are considered then the same age as Radharani. And they're also, Krishna's Nayak is the hero, and their Nayika, their heroines. And the wonderful pastimes are there with Krishna, with Radharani, and sometimes also with the gopis. So there's best friends of Radharani. But also there again, Just like when Krishna is with Radharani, only the Lalita and Vishakha, they will sometimes not enter in the Kunj. But then the younger ones, the Pranasakis and Nitasakis, who are younger than the other gopis, they are also called as Manjaris, so they are then able to do very intimate service, so they are considered to be most fortunate. Anyway, very deep subject matter, but so that is the 10th canto, but we may not understand everything properly, and but we should try our best to understand. And just like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is explaining the persons, they may not be able to understand, but simply by continuously reading or from hearing by the advanced devotees, then eventually everything will be revealed in the heart. When we are nicely engaged in devotional service, then everything will be revealed in due course of time. So we are most fortunate also that we are able to be here in Vrindavan, and this wonderful temple established by Prabhupada, and we can engage in devotional service. And so by praying to these great personalities, by trying to follow in the footsteps, adopting their mood internally, externally, always following Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rupa Raghunath, externally we follow in their footsteps. But in internally then ultimately we have to try to, and that will come naturally also when the heart is purified, when we are free from anattas and one is fixed on nishta, then comes ruchi, a taste will be there, and then one will be attracted to some associates of the Lord, then one should try to follow their mood, and then one may attain perfection. So that is a process. So we follow sarana bhakti, but we should vaidhi sarana bhakti, but we should pray and we should hope, and that we may enter also raghunuga bhakti, so we may attain perfection. As Mahaprabhu said also, and it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, without raghunuga bhakti, without ragmar, we can never enter Braj and join the pastimes of Krishna. So, yes, we follow rules and regulations, vaidhi bhakti, but eventually we should also adopt the process of raghunuga bhakti. Slowly but surely, under the guidance of the advanced devotees, and then we may attain perfection. Especially always by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Any comment, Maharaj or Prabhuji, any comment? Okay, it's 9:05, so we have to stop here. Grand Raj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.